Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. This is Diane McGachran. It's KYUK 640, and it's time for Talkline. And, of course, we have our starting caller, John Nick. Welcome, John.
Morning, Diane and everyone. Boy, a lot of snow out there. You guys got to be careful when you're out snow going. Heard of mine got stuck real easy. And make sure you're on the designated trail if you can.
Yeah.
Boy, it snowed up quite a bit, even as powder. Shoveling every friggin' day and being tired of it.
Now, in your life out here, is this one of the high snow days we've had in a long time?
Yeah, it is. And part of everybody's had enough. And everyone, please be safe and don't drink and drive and have a good weekend.
Thank you, John. You
too. Dan, and the roads might be slippery. Please be careful.
It's going to be beautiful out, though. Look at it.
Yeah, it is. No wind. Anyway, enjoy your
bright
day.
Bright sky. Yeah, thank you, John.
Yeah, everybody else, too. Have a good one.
Thank you. You, too.
Yeah, bye.
All right, we're going to go to Casey. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane.
Hey.
Boy, I tried my hardest to be John, but you got to get up early, I guess.
Oh, it requires all kinds of machinery, but...
Speaking of all the snow that John was just mentioning, we are living in a beautiful today winter wonderland. But I really want to give a shout out to all the city drivers, the graders, everybody that takes care of the roads, and especially the water and sewer people. A lot of them, or all of them, I think, are really going above and beyond the call of duty to get water and sewer into people's houses. That they're crawling over drifts, and it's a tough job. So I'd like to give them a real big shout out.
Wonderful. Good. Thank you.
Big thank you. All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, everyone. I'm going to give out the numbers here. They're 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call our 800 number, 800-995-8954. You can also email radio@kyuk.org. And, of course, if you're a shy person, you can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. I will read your email over the air and respect your anonymity if you would prefer that. So we have, it's a spectacular day right now. No telling how it's going to be, but I know right now it's lovely. And we're going to go to Cesari calling in. Kind of early call it. You know why you called in early, Cesari? So that you can get three calls in today,
that,
right?
I do. I'm really planning to do at least a couple. But
okay.
This one regarding the snow and Casey and Nick. I already have all planted the crashes due to the snow banks by the intersections. You can see, and if you're in main road and somebody pulling out from the side road, they don't see you. And so many vehicles speeding. I avoided several of them, the crashes. You just coming out slowly to intersection to main road, and you look left and right, you don't see. You see only the snowbank. Soon when you start coming out on the road, you see somebody coming out with the split second, so speeding, you know, seeking for a way, and there you go, you have crash. You can speed up, it's too slippery, you can stop it, it's too slippery, and you're right in the front of him. So this not only those what they're pulling out on main road, but those what on the main road, they slow down a little bit and let we predict somebody coming out from on driveway or side road, because they don't see you. You cover with the big snow piled out by the city or owner property. They have to put this snow somewhere, and you can see coming traffic. And so many vehicles, this speeding, I just honking and waving my hand to slow down, because that thing going to kill somebody. There was plenty already this year, and now there's even more after that heavy snow. And I know there'll be more. But just be careful and watch what you're doing and use your common sense.
Yeah.
That is for number one. Number two, I even won't go started yet because they take full 5 minutes.
You can call back.
I reserve that 2 more minutes for the other one.
Okay.
Okay. Enjoy the weather. Be careful.
You too.
And bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, that's good cautionary notes people are calling in about, which is really helpful because you're going along and it's a little bit surprising. These drifts, it's a sticky kind of snow, so it's easy to get your car lodged in there. Grady, I think we've been having some problems, just KYUK in general, with audio, right?
Well, we had a big piece of equipment switch from the NPR affiliate, and on the heels of that, we rattled a few wires loose, and we're working on some polarity concerns. It's beyond me technically where the consequence is, all things considered, second hour sounds like birds chirping or something like that when it plays back from the recording I catch at 5.
Oh, okay.
We're even talking, and you know, I may be premature here, but we're talking about playing all things considered through 4 to 6 and then doing our local news at 6 p.m. With a little bit more development time for news staff. I don't know. That's just what we're spitballing right now.
Oh, okay.
I my ears perked up. I think that would be really cool, actually.
I like that term, polarity concerns. Now, that sounds like...
I threw out some mumbo-jumbo, yeah.
That sounds like a science fiction movie, actually.
I was raised with lawyers, so I know when to throw out a term to confuse people.
Polarity concerns at the KYUK weather...
That's partial truth. It is absolutely truth, but it's a nugget of truth in order to like say, hey, we're working on it. But I have to catch this call.
So. Oh yeah, we got a call coming in. Okay, yeah. So you may have noticed there's been some jaggedness when transferring from one program to another at KYUK, or sometimes going to listen to a show and it's not there or it's not coming in properly. So I think there's been some larger, as Grady says, some polarity concerns. All right, this is we're going to go to Dwayne from Kalskag. Good morning, Dwayne. Welcome to Talkline. And you have to turn down your radio or turn it off. That'll make it easier.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I just wanted to give a winter roads update up here around Kalskag area. With all the recent snow, we haven't been able to grade the ice road for a couple of weeks now. And today we're planning on heading up to halfway up to Aniak, and hopefully Aniak will be able to meet us.
That'll be kind of a big job today, right?
Yeah, with all the snow,
the drifting
that we've had in the recent weeks, I think we're getting to somewhat back to normal weather.
Yeah.
That we've had in the previous years. But,
so, are you going to be on the ice road today then?
Yes, we're going to be on the ice road today, heading up towards Aniak.
It's a nice day too to be on the road on the ice. If you're going to
sure
have to work.
A break from the snow falling. I also wanted to mention that our trails are still marked heading over to the Yukon, but they were having a hard time heading out that way, breaking trail. I heard from a couple of hunters that be prepared for digging out your snow machines, or, you know, just be prepared for all of this snow heading out that way. And trail conditions, you know, they change rapidly, especially in March, mm-hmm. with the warmer weather that's supposed to be coming around, and the thin ice with all the snow that we have, you know, could create a lot of problems.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I kind of envy you today on the road, because it's, even though you'll be working and you'll probably have some tough patches, it's still so beautiful. I hope it stays nice and sunny for you.
Oh, yes, I hope so, too. It's looking like that.
Yeah. So what are you doing calling in? You need to get out there.
Oh, yes. All right. You guys have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend, too.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. So, oh. Now, that I don't think is due to polarity concerns. Okay. Ready, Grady? Oh, you accidentally dropped him? Okay, Stephen, if that's you, go ahead and call back in from Nebosiak, and we will be happy to take your call. So lines are open now. Oh, go back to Stephen. Okay, Stephen, welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning. Stephen Alexey from Nebosiak.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to mention again, you know, to the tribes, the power and strength they have. They'll never lose their inherent sovereign rights to anything that is created by them, such as AVCP, YKHC, and AVCP Housing Authority. It is because of the tribes that those three state-chartered organizations exist, and they have not diminished their powers or sovereign rights by any means, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd like to thank Napaimute, you know, for always plowing the roads for the past, gosh, how many years? You know, Mr. Eddie Hoffman, the late chief, he was from Napaimute. Many years later, you know, it can still be seen through him that the YK Delta area and surrounding Bethel villages are being taken care of by his tribe. You know, that's how much you can see his presence through the tribe, because he loved helping people. And I'm calling from Anchorage, and we had to cancel our trip yesterday because of the severe storm. And it's sad to hear that somebody lost and succumbed to that weather. You know, it's on KYK News article. So
yep.
Hopefully everybody tries to stay sober when this kind of stuff happens and stay off the river and, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my 2 cents. And I hope AVCP executive and YKH is listening, because, you know, they shouldn't be going against their tribes. The tribes brought them up, and see where we are today. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. I didn't want to have to sneeze into the microphone for all of you. I'm going to go to John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I've been listening to One America News, and they're always talking about Trump. And why can't they just move ahead and try to live, make this nation a better place? It's almost remind me of Trump reminding me of an antichrist, like. It's almost like they're yearning for him, for his power. I just don't understand that. This whole nation is becoming, what they call this, dysfunctional. Because of that, even our, you could notice it when something happens to our government. Our corporations go haywire. They just don't get any more common sense. They just make some kind of Trump mistakes of something, some sort. Well, before I go on, everybody have a nice day, safe, and it's sad to hear that we have a couple people out there that are in distress and one person passed. But let's all be careful.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I'm glad you called. Okay, we're going to go to Cesari for round two. Okay, next.
Okay, that round two is, you know, that a swimming pool is open for specific people, the segregation between who is vaccinated and who is not vaccinated. The YKHC pushing, forcing people to get the vaccine no matter what, because the money for them. It's not about their health. If you vaccinate, what you worry about is somebody come around to you with no vaccination. What I think that is not right. Is the facility like swimming on rec is for health, to get healthy and working up and stuff. And you tell them, those who are not vaccinated, you're not vaccinated. We not allowed you to be get help from the facility. It's public facility. Why do not do that with the city buses? Why do not do that ambulance? Go to the sea and you have somebody sick and disperse what you do. Ask, are you vaccinated? No? Okay, we'll let you go.
Oh, I think the fitness center is not like life and death, like a ambulance ride might be. But is your suggestion that maybe the fitness center should let everyone in, even if they don't have a vaccination?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. You see, that is human rights abuse. Segregate people, do the vaccination, and punish people, those who they try to protect on freedom of choice. That is not even, I never heard even in the Russia or China or Korea.
Oh my goodness.
People.
Right here in Bethel.
And right here in Bethel we have somebody to, would they come to the point when they no allowed not vaccinate people go to hospital. Mm-hmm. So you get vaccinated, we'll get you treatment in hospital, otherwise you're not. That is ridiculous what they're doing. I can't believe that city council passed that and helping them up, because that is way against the human rights. If you're closing up, you're closing up for everybody.
Now, what if they're going to open up soon? I mean, what if it's just like steps? So step one, everyone who's vaccinated, and then step two, expanding that to children and to people who have not been vaccinated, as long as people wear a mask and social distance. If they wanted to just do it step by step? Would that be okay?
But step by step, but you can't make it separation. What kind of step is when you say, oh, this kid look kind of weak, so we don't get him, and, or he don't have shots, we don't get him, or right now to the separate adults to two groups, they're mistreating those what they choose to be not have vaccinated. With those who have been vaccinated, they give them permission, they give them better deal, but that is not right. That is not the way with the democratic country existing and the Constitution. To protect your rights to be choose and have own opinion. You know, if you want to go really serious, Dr. Hudgett, let her sign it. If you want to go really deeper, let her sign it waiver. If I'm getting shot and I get side effect or die or whatever, she gets full responsibility and my family going sue her. No, nobody do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing be something what they not guarantee. I be in for me. I don't know for everybody, but for me, for example, I'm one of those people with the trust the government and freedom of choice. And if you telling me to do something and you not warranty me 100%, that thing is not affect my life. And you know, sign the paper, give me a loan. You know, those vaccination, those been waiver from lawsuit Moderna and Pfizer have waiver from lawsuit from anybody.
So
they protect from lawsuit.
So Cesare, like you know how it's against the law to not use a seatbelt? Do you consider that the same kind of thing?
But
like
the law is for everybody. You know, say the, mm-hmm. that's what is vaccinated, use the seatbelt, they're allowed or not. It's always for everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And protect the,
I get that.
Every community. You maybe do mm-hmm. In private individual business, but if they come to the public, you should be protect everybody equal and treat equal. And give everybody equal this, choice. And this, this rec center and facility is created for make it better health for the people, for citizens of Bethel. And every each one paying same taxes. What the portion of this tax is going for the place. And they say no. You guys no good, even you pay, we no get you in there. I think that is not right and is not fair. Secondly, lots of people in Bethel pass it or recovery to, and the chances to get again is much slimmer to get chance again after the vaccine.
Okay.
You know
so
you, I mean?
you're going to be coming in, you're closing in on your 5 minutes, so you
okay.
may have to prepare yourself for round three.
I do.
Okay. Thank you for understanding,
yeah.
Cesare.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, good. We're going to go to Helena from Bethel. Good morning, Helena.
Yes, good morning. First of all, I would like to thank our good Lord God above for bringing my son and his father-in-law were lost for 2-3 days.
Oh, wow.
And I would like to thank all the searchers that were out there looking for my boy.
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad for you.
And I'm so happy that they were found. I would like to thank Moses, that boy, young boy that found my boy, and Chris Jacobs, I am very thankful it came out to a good ending. I would like to thank everybody, especially all the searchers out there, most of all our Lord Jesus, that made them come home safely.
Oh, wow, Helena. It sounds like this was a really hard time for you, huh?
It was for how many days?
I know.
It's really hitting me now. I want to start crying, but I got good support.
Yeah. And now that you've called us, you have lots of people that care about you right now and your family. So I'm so glad they were found.
Yes, thank you. In good health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just thank you all the search and rescues out there and Russian Mission, Tulip Sack, Bethel, everybody, I would like to thank them for searching for my boy and his father-in-law.
Oh, so are you from Bethel?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You know, just listening to you, I almost kind of want to cry. So I'm so glad you're sharing this with us. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank everybody out there for searching for my boy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. It's so beautiful out.
Okay, you too. Oh, yeah, not very much for hearing me.
Oh, I'm so glad you called.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm so glad for her family. That, what a hard time sounds like she went through, waiting and waiting. So thank you to everyone who is willing to go out and look for people and take care of them when you find them, whatever their condition. So I think we're going to go to a short break. Is that right, Grady? Yeah. Okay. So you're listening to KYUK 640. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline, and we'll be right back.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Due to COVID-19, the Alaska Business Development Center is providing free tax preparation to rural communities remotely from Anchorage. Haven't received your stimulus payment? Ask your tax preparer about the Recovery Rebate Credit, a credit on your 2020 tax return for claiming the payments you are eligible for. The credit will increase your refund or decrease the amount you owe. Send your documents to ABDC for free remote tax preparation. For more information, visit our website at abdc.org or call us at 907-562-0335. This message is brought to you by the Alaska Business Development Center.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 AM from 4 until 5 PM, you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Everyone, welcome back. It looks like our lines are open and we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls and your emails. You can do that by calling 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also use our 800 number, 800-995-8954. And of course, email. You can do that by emailing radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your calls and your emails, too.
I don't know if earlier, if Casey actually wasn't first in line. He just called the 800 number, and it's on the right-hand side of my phone buttons here. So he might have been first, and John Nick might have been second, but I
now you're stirring the pot. And I think you should back away from that.
Okay, all right.
Anyway,
I did chime in because we were not interrupted, but we were talking about the technical difficulties. We are working to iron out and resolve our issues. You know, the network here, the radio technology network was laid down over successive years, generations, and it's all underneath here, and there's Arctic considerations and all that stuff as far as the wiring is concerned. And when we threw a new piece of equipment into the mix, there was some sort of change they had us do, and that change in the way the wiring is, I think that it had a trickle-down effect, and tracking down that place where that trickle-down effect has an effect where we can change it, that's where we're at.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sounds complicated. But it looks like we have a call coming in, so we'll take our call. An anonymous caller, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling on behalf of the students in the Bethel area.
Okay.
I understand they're going to be getting them back to school, which is great. There was a school board meeting the other day, and several parents and people called in, teachers, coaches, whatnot, and I'm not sure how well it was received by the board, but nonetheless, kids are getting back in school. The thing that I think I'm a little bothered by is they're not giving the kids a chance to get back into sports. You know, there's a lot of safe ways to do things, And I think that they just need to give these kids a chance. They're doing it everywhere else in the United States, throughout our state. Matsu Valley was number one in the state for COVID outbreaks, but yet their schools are running year-round, their sports programs are going, and they're dealing with this. This pandemic presented a unique situation for everybody involved, and we're having to deal with it on the cuff and as we go. But I just think the kids in the high school levels and sports programs, extracurricular activities are much needed right now. And for them not to get that chance is very unfair. Other schools in our region, Kotzebue, Nome, are playing basketball and doing sports. And, you know, the mental well-being of these kids is huge right now. Getting them back into a gym where you can control the environment mm-hmm. and the situations. We got a public facility open right now at the swimming center for every and anyone supposedly with the vaccines, and hopefully that changes. But, you know, they open that, but they won't open programs for kids where they can actually control it, just the kids and the coaches. Mm-hmm. You can have the basketball games with just the kids, the teams and the coaches, video it for parents or something. But give these kids a chance to get back into the schools and start doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
It felt totally like the school board didn't listen to anything anybody said and strictly followed YK's guidelines. Yeah, like I said, I know
it's
a regional school,
uh-huh.
but this does present a unique situation. And taking numbers for the whole region instead of just taking numbers based on Bethel COVID cases,
I feel
is unfair to our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I really, really would like these kids to have a chance to be heard. You know, I know sports to some people ain't a big deal. As long as they're in getting education, that's great. But sports is a big deal to a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them stay educated, believe it or not, to stay eligible to play sports. I was one of those students in high school that, man, sports really helped me out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we live in a remote area. We know what basketball, wrestling, all our sports mean to these people in our community. But I just feel that these kids need to get a little more backing, a little more respect, and more than anything, give them a chance, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just a chance. Try it. Try to do it safely, you know, and see if it works. There ain't much time left, but there's enough time to do it.
Okay, good. Wow, I hear the passion in your voice. I'm really glad that you're calling in like this.
I just, like I said, it's been long enough. I'm a Bethel resident since I was 10 years old, and this is an awesome community, and they stick together.
Yeah.
And I feel that the school board could be listening a little more to the community. And I'm not knocking YK because they've done an amazing job with this COVID outbreak and getting everybody back. I mean, you can go to AC and get vaccinated, and I got family downstate that's waiting in line 3 days for a shot. You know,
right, mine too.
We're doing great here. Give our kids a chance. We're on CNN News. We're on headline news on how good the state of Alaska is doing with vaccines and COVID. And, you know, but yet we're not giving our kids a chance at all.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they are going to start opening now, though, right?
They're opening for school, but no sports, period.
Sport.
I'm glad they're getting them back in school. That's great. They're getting them back.
Okay.
That's a huge first step.
Yeah.
But totally no sports, no travel.
Right. Okay.
And the school board, like I said, there was 15, 20 people that called in, and it feels like they didn't listen to any of us.
Wow.
They believe in what YK says, and that's law, and that's where we're going to go. And like I said, I'm not knocking YK. Amazing, amazing job. We are lucky to have them. But, you know, think of the kids. Think of what they're doing. Think of the, you know, safety guideline, all that. It could be done super easy. If they're opening a public facility, a rec center, why can't they open the gyms for the students and the coaches to play sports and regulate who comes in and out?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I think maybe some places like the fitness center, like the schools, are doing things step by step, like what is the most safe, then what can we do next? Then what can we do next? But you're right. The point you're making about youth and sports and needing that activity and needing to be together and be with friends in that way is really critical to their mental health. That is
right.
Yeah,
YK
you're absolutely
brought
right.
Up, exactly. And YK brought up in the meeting that Bethel's not number one in the state for COVID anymore. Matsu Valley is.
Yeah.
But yet there's a former teacher from Bethel that's teaching at a school in the Matsu Valley who her son is a kindergartner in. They've been going year-round and haven't had any problems. You know, they're playing state basketball.
Well, now they're number one, though.
Wasilla this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now they're number one in COVID cases, so
yeah,
it might be there might be a problem there.
But their schools are still open with no problems, and their sports programs are going on, and they're hosting a state tournament.
Yeah.
It can be done. I'm not saying that, you know.
I think we're going to I think we're going to get there.
But
you're right. It's March already, so.
Yeah, and, you know, regionals for basketball is the 20th, somewhere around there. If you could get these kids back in school next week, you can open up the gym for the coaches to start getting practices going and get them back on it.
Mm.
You know, help these kids. My thing is help the kids. Their mental state, I'm sure, is just rattled. I know as adults we're all rattled. But give the kids a chance, man. Seriously.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to us. And I hope other people call in and, you know, talk about this as well. So thank you very much.
Yeah. No disrespect, like I said, to anyone. I'm so happy where I live and how good Bethel is as a community and what they're doing with this outbreak. And
you're not being disrespectful. I like the passion. I think it's important to, you know, all the points you made are really important. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too. Okay. We're going to go to Joe from Bethel. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
Not too bad. As a parent going through COVID myself and watching my kids have it and go through it and suffer from it, and due to the fact they're only vaccinating kids at a certain age, you know, as a parent, I have a right to be concerned about my kids, whether or not they can or can't go to school. But, you know, that's my next generation of my family to make sure that they're able to live to see that day, like the gentleman said. You know, he's born and raised here. You know, I'm born and raised here too, but I'm not going to sit there and watch my kids suffer again, go through COVID and not make it this time because of we're deciding to open the schools and have sports. That's one thing. But, you know, it's all up to the parents whether or not they want their kids to go to school. You can either have them go or you could not have them go. It's a parent's responsibility to look after our children to make sure that they have the best interest for the whole family, not just themselves. I could understand that guy's point of view, but, you know, as parents, we need to make sure that we have a chance to we're doing the right thing and not feel guilty if we send them to school, they get sick and die. You know what I mean?
Or bring it home.
Yes, so he's got a good, legitimate point. I agree with him to a certain point, but it's still the parent's responsibility to decide whether or not their kids want to go to school and get back into an environment that they're well aware of and what they've done and what they can accomplish. But we have to think about if we let them go, something happened, one or two kids die, then what?
Mm.
You know, there's always a cause and effect for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's his point of view, and I agree with him, but as a parent and going through it myself and watching my kids go through it, I don't want them to see him suffer again.
All
so
right, yeah.
That's my point of view on that. To change the subject here, last week or last couple of weeks, people have been calling in about this, turning this region into a regional corporation.
Yes.
If they do, it has to be somebody other than Jalista AVCP. Because we've had enough problems with all these entities that have been fighting amongst each other since they existed. So if they're going to create a new regional government, it has to be somebody other than Jalista and somebody other than AVCP or YKHC. It needs to be all the villages, if they're going to do this, they need to come to an agreement and agree with everything for once instead of fighting amongst each other like we have in the last 50 years.
Wow.
So it's a good idea, but you know, it'll stop the fighting amongst us, because divided we, what's the word, how'd they say that? Divided we fall, united we stand. If we unite and stand together as one, but not having somebody else that's been around here that we're not happy with in terms of, like this thing with Jalista, they're trying to open up that mine up there, upriver. What's the name of that mine?
Donlin Gold?
Yeah.
You know, did you do that on purpose to make me say that?
They didn't even bother. bothered to ask the shareholders whether or not we want to mine on the Kuskokwim River. That's why I'm saying we need somebody else. If it becomes a regional tribal entity, it shouldn't be Gillespie. It shouldn't be AVCP. We want somebody that's going to listen to us, ask us, and get us our permission, because we all live on this land. We all live together. We all hunt, fish, and camp. We work together when it comes. And then I don't like this upriver, downriver fighting over fish. You know, that's all, you know, that they say if we fight about something when it comes to animals, they go away. And everybody knows that's true. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm all for it if it's somebody other than Gillespie or ABCP, because, and YKG, because all these entities have been fighting since they've existed.
Yeah.
And Gillespie, you know, they never asked us if they could develop that pebble, that mine up there, because they have the surface rights. That's all good and well, but what about us as shareholders? Where do we have a voice?
I thought there was some petition to Gillespie to open it up for a vote, but I don't know where that
went.
Yeah,
I don't know where that went either, but this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, we have problems with the current corporations that were enlisted as shareholders. There's profit and non-profit. But the ones that, you know, if we're part of the BNC, ONC, Gillespie, where's our voice?
Mm.
You know, how come they don't listen to us? And now they want to organize this regional tribe? It should be the voice of the people from every village, not just Bethel, not just Akichuk or Tuxuk or whatever. It needs to be one voice for all people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then, of course, my pet peeve is these snow machines and four-wheelers, accident waiting to happen.
You know my view on that. And now it may be even because there's not going to be much of a shoulder now, so they may even be more a little bit
more
in the road.
Dangerous. You know, those vehicles, we vehicles that pay our license, registration, and insurance, we have the right-of-way. And if you look at the state of Alaska, there's a sign on the side of the road, no off-road vehicles on the side of the road. And, of course, the city of Bethel has one. They're not supposed to be hot-rodding in the roads and, you know, waiting for an accident to happen.
Right. Now, I think you're coming up on your 5 minutes, probably a little more so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. You give everybody else 10 minutes, you only give me five.
Well, I'm giving you 5.5. How about that?
That'll work, but you need to be fair with all of us.
You know what? I apologize. You're right. And I don't have my phone timer on, which I'm going to put on now.
Okay.
And I try, you know, it's... I'm juggling a lot here, so but I appreciate
people
it.
People call back 2-3 times, and then they get 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, they get 15 minutes, and then I get 5 minutes, and I get yelled at.
No, I'm not. Am I yelling?
Well, I don't know if you want to call.
I'm not yelling, anonymous.
So if you're going to be fair with all of us.
Absolutely.
We have a time limit. State that in front of the before they even say something.
Okay,
but
you're right.
But other than that, happy Friday, happy snow day, and thank God for all the snow, so we're going to have lots of berries this summer.
There is that. You're right.
Okay,
All right. Be safe. All right, you too.
Travel in groups. Don't travel by yourself. If you are, notify people that where you're going to and from. Because we just recently had an accident on the river south of Bethel. They found that lady.
Yes, understood.
That was exposed to the cold temperature. So, again, may everybody have a blessed day and pray for all of us.
Okay. Thank you,
bye.
Anonymous. Okay, we're going to go. We have a couple of callers. Thank you for waiting. Mark, I think you're calling in on an ice road update, which I think, given that it's coming up on the weekend, people are going to be very interested in that. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning. Whew, man.
Right.
I don't have as much to say as the last caller.
I know. But thank you for waiting. I wanted to mention
the caller before him. You know, that's one thing that we're really missing this year is... we really enjoy plowing the ice road this time of the year for the regional basketball tournaments and seeing all the families and going back and forth, you know, for the simple pleasure of watching their kids play basketball. You know, that's really missing this year, and I'm looking forward to that coming back again. As far as an ice road update, we're tired, just like the state and the city guys. But we're out again today. I got to tease our brothers up in Kalskag, they're slow. We've been out since sunrise on the river. We're opening the road to Nabuskiak, Oscarville, Napakiak, and then down as far as Ufuk, the Monocking place by Johnson for the weekend. And then we'll be heading above Bethel to open things up to Quislip. They're having dog races this weekend. And
oh.
Akichuk, Akiak, Toksak. Hopefully we'll get up towards Kalskag by tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to figure out the weather forecast, you know.
Are you going to be out on the road plowing? I know there was Dwayne
we
was going to be out. And
I
you
mean,
will
we
too.
Are. We are mm-hmm. right now. We left this way at sunrise.
Wow.
We're down by Napakiak right now. The road, at this time, the road is not open above Bethel. We'll be heading up that way probably early afternoon. I think that's important for people to know that it's not open above Bethel yet. And in fact, we started out the day kind of tired today because last night after the storm started letting up, we had to go up, plow 10 miles above Bethel to pull out four trucks that were stuck up there. So that's important for people to please keep an eye on the weather. I've been looking at the forecast. There's going to be wind again this weekend. It's southerly. It's going to warm up. Hopefully the snow won't drift too much. But by Sunday, it's calling for a pretty strong wind again. So please be aware of the weather before you travel. So that's the plan for the weekend. We're opening it up as far as the mouth of Johnson this morning. And then we'll be heading up above Bethel this afternoon with the goal of reaching Kalskag maybe by tomorrow.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, I told Dwayne I hope for you that you really, even if you're on the road today, it should be a beautiful day. It'll be a nice day to be out, right?
It is. You know, we love being on the river and we love, you know, seeing how people get out and enjoy the ice road, you know, and at a fraction of the cost of other forms of travel, and they can pack their whole family up and go monocking or go to the store or, you know, go have a hamburger or go watch a dog race in Quislip this weekend. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, thank you so much for calling in and to the work you're going to do today.
Okay, all right, thank you for giving us the time this morning.
Sure.
I got to go catch up the grader.
Okay. Go get it.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Adolf from Tuntutuliak. And Adolf, when you come online, make sure you turn off your radio or turn it down to make it easier for us to hear you.
Good morning, Mark. We're having good weather today. I reflect the weather day after the storm. The snow is pretty good and clear all the way. Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
It's really nice. But lots of snow to shovel. But anyways, I finally listened to somebody, that anonymous speaker, really speaking eloquently for what I was thinking all those years. He sounded like he was speaking for me, and I was really happy.
Oh, that's nice when you hear someone who's saying what you like.
I'm not eloquent speaker, but all of the words that he said, he was speaking out for me.
You sound very clear.
Yeah?
Yes.
And that about the school thing, yeah, it's up to the parents or the uppies to decide if they want to go to school. And listen to the community, what their thoughts are about before they're letting them go to school. Because if the swimming pool is open, the other parents can speak out about the open gym, or the people that don't want to have them can sit, they can speak out. Those are good things. I love listening to him. They're really open and let me really think so I can speak out here in my community on the issues too.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I'm so glad you called, and I hope you'll think about calling again because you sound very clear and easy to follow.
Okay, you have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Awesome. All right, we're going to go to Tom from Chelista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome.
Good morning. Yeah, good to hear you again.
Yeah, and so, of course, you're going to talk about Chelista?
You get that every time. I don't know how you do that.
It's, you know, it's a gift.
Well, I've missed calling the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was in class all day, online, of course.
Oh, what kind of class? Can I ask what kind of class you're taking?
Yeah, I'm actually working on my executive MBA, and I'm currently taking a cybersecurity class.
Oh, that must be fascinating.
Fascinating, a lot of technical jargon and federal regulations,
yeah.
But it's good. It's good. I'm learning a lot.
Good for you. All right. Well, okay, I don't mean to take you off your main point, though. Chelista.
No worries. I actually have a few points. But first, just want to note that basically everything I share, there are two great places you can find the information.
Yes.
You can go to our website, chelistacorp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been working great. No technical burbles that I've heard of.
No burbles. So, okay.
Yep. No burble. Chelistacorp.com or our Facebook page, Facebook at Chelista Corporation. So Facebook and then at Chelista Corporation. There are three big things that have happened in the last week, and I'll just quickly recap them because I know there's a five-minute time limit.
Mm-hmm.
One, last week, we put out a statement in support of Representative Holland's nomination to be Secretary of the Interior.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on our website and our Facebook page. We also have some information about our newly announced spring distribution. It's the biggest in Chelista's history, over $8 million for shareholders.
Wow.
That's over $1 million than last year, so a big, big increase.
Wow. Okay, good.
So that'll be going out. Yeah, that's exciting. On or before April 14 is when shareholders or when it'll get sent out. But, of course, if you have direct deposit, you're going to get it much, much faster because mail is super slow.
True.
So that direct deposit form, we've got links on the Facebook page, and then it's available at our website. And
okay.
The last quick thing I want to be able to get in there. So I know there's a lot of talk about YKHC's resolution against a regional tribal government. So it's important to get the facts on this. Tribes would not lose their sovereignty. They are the ones who decide on how a regional government, tribal government, would be set up. There's a regional tribal government in Southeast, the Tlingit and the Haida Central Council, and they've been around since 1935. They've certainly proven that a regional tribal government works and is effective. So you can get all the facts and information on our website, chelistacorp.com, or if you're on Facebook, Facebook at Chelista Corporation. So two biggest things to remember, chelistacorp.com or Facebook at Chelista Corporation. So hopefully I got it within 5 minutes here.
You did. You're right on the edge. Good job.
Right,
and
awesome.
Now I think it's time for you to do some homework, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, lots and lots of reading.
Yes. Get on it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Bye. We're going to go to Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, that Carrie.
This Carrie.
Good. Are you in a car?
I am.
Are you on the ice road?
No. I'm not on the ice road.
Not yet.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm doing my new, almost favorite thing to do now on Friday is to call and talk to you.
Oh, I enjoy that. Thank you.
So as of yet, we haven't received any new USDA produce boxes.
Mm.
So I'm hoping to get them later on this afternoon, I guess just depending on what airline it is that it comes on for the freight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find out, I hope, more later on, or hopefully get word that they're here, at least. And a little bit about last week, what I was mentioning about everybody has relatives in the village that if they have stuff in the boxes that they don't use. The other day before I brought that up, I was delivering boxes and I noticed that there was a box right next to the dumpster that had like whole bunch of carrots other stuff in there. That's why I brought that up. You know, if there is like an overload of stuff from the box that you may not use right away, there are local entities here in Bethel that do accept that type of donation, you know, food donation, like the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
The Winter House does that supper club every Friday. And, you know, also the relatives in the village that would appreciate it. And then just, you know, stuff like that. And then if I don't call you later on today in regards to RHS, can you reach out to me? I've been getting emails like crazy in regards to the graduation day, and I think there's stuff I need to work on.
Well, yeah, there. Okay, yes, Carrie.
I really need to touch base with you. So,
yes, okay. You will hear from me. I'm glad. Thank you for getting some of your personal business done.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to quickly say, I don't know if Sarah Henry, if you're listening, but Sarah, call in.
Oh.
Say my name.
Oh, that would be great to hear from Sarah. Yes, okay, you will hear from me today. I'm going to write a note.
Okay, thank you, Diane. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, are we going to a break or are we going to go to Harry? I didn't hear you. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Harry, welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is an announcement on behalf of the Quaker Dog Washers.
Yes.
Organization. We're having a dog race tomorrow, Saturday. It'll be in Quaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be an 8-dog limit. About 40 miles or so.
Okay.
And it's just using, I think, Shadowwing, the K300 organization with their 8-dog races. Same type of purse.
Okay.
Same COVID protocols for out-of-towners for the village of Quaker.
Okay.
We recommend and urge non-tribal members to just stay on the river, whether it's mushers, handlers, or spectators. So tomorrow, 12 noon, 8-dog mass start. And if any mushers out there is interested, must pre-register with me. Either call or text me.
Okay.
We're just trying to do what we've been doing this winter, just COVID precautions, pre-entry.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know who to expect.
Good,
at
okay.
The finish line. No, I'm not. I won't allow people that just show up and race. They must pre-register by today, by before end of the day today. And entry fees also is $100. Bank transfer or credit card
mm-hmm.
is recommended.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. We're going to go to a short break. We have a caller on hold. Thank you for waiting. This is KYUK 640. I'm Diane McGachran, and this is Talkline, and we will have a quick break. Is that right, Grady, or am I wrong? I'm looking at Grady's having a polarity event right now as within himself. Grady, what would you? Okay, I think we're on hold here. I'm going to read a quick email here. The email is anonymous, and it says, yes, I'm with Mr. Well, he gives the name of a caller, and the caller was anonymous, so I'm going to leave that out. But if Chalista, and the anonymous email says, if Chalista wasn't for Donlin Gold, I would be okay with the regional tribal government. Okay. Thank you for your email. I guess I'll go. Should I go to the caller, or I can't hear you in the booth there. Sorry. All right, we're going to go to Mike Williams. Good morning, Mike. Sorry for that little confusion, but go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I think it's been a long year.
Thank you.
And a long, tough year with COVID-19 and all the restrictions and everything else put us in a little chaos mode. And it has been very tough for us. In all of the villages and the region, but mm-hmm. I think we'll come out of it at some point. And I really appreciate everyone's persistence in making sure that gathering doesn't take place and precautions are taking place. And even with the dog races, K300 was very successful doing those things. So I really appreciate Kwikluk. We'll be in Kwikluk. We're hearing that, and we'll just be down there on the river and then head back home to Akiak. And we're having our dog race at the end of the month here. And again, I just really appreciate Mark Leary for plowing our river with the amount of snow that we had. And we'll continue to support Mark's Napamute's operation to keep our river open, and they've done a very good job so far. And we will continue to support the Native Village of Napamute doing the river to keep us going to other villages, you know, it's hard, but we go to Bethel to go do our shopping and to go to the hospital and et cetera. Necessary, essential stuff. First of all, that regional tribal government was started by the direction of the elders. And a lot of those elders are gone now after we have authorized to start our nonprofits here, AVCP, YKHC Housing Authority, and I've been there every step of the way, and I think the current the directive was by the elders and the tribes here to form regional tribal government under the tribes, and I think we've done a study on borough. We did a study on other forms of governance, but I think those folks in the end chose to have the 56 tribes unite to form a regional tribal government, even before any idea of mining and et cetera. But it's very essential for public safety and for other benefits that each tribe will be strengthened. And I think that was their vision and their directive. And that is why we just keep moving forward with it. You know, if we have a strong voice in this region, our water, sewer, housing, everything else that we've created will even economic development that is very needed here. We will eventually succeed together, the people here, the leadership rejected the borough idea a long time ago under the state of Alaska, and they just wanted to have this regional tribal government be under the sovereign tribes of this region. And you know, these are our lands, these are our waters, these are our fish and our animals here that we depend on to survive, and we'll continue to do that. So I think you know, those other issues are beside the point, and that the government will then allowed to regulate. But those are just my comments. But it was overall direction by the elders and the tribes. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. I think we're going to go to a break, very short break, and then we'll come back to a caller. You're listening to KYUK, and this is Diane McAkron on Talkline. Be back in about 2 minutes.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Due to COVID-19, the Alaska Business Development Center is providing free tax preparation to rural communities remotely from Anchorage. Haven't received your stimulus payment? Ask your tax preparer about the Recovery Rebate Credit, a credit on your 2020 tax return for claiming the payments you are eligible for. The credit will increase your refund or decrease the amount you owe. Send your documents to ABDC for free remote tax preparation. For more information, visit our website at abdc.org or call us at 907-562-0335. This message is brought to you by the Alaska Business Development Center.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with news stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to a caller, John Nick. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Welcome back. Yes.
I'd like to. I was listening to one of the callers talking about the regional corporation appointing a region here. I would like to recommend ONC because they're a good corporation. They've been watching over us ever since the COVID and everything. They do a lot more than they should. And I recommend that they should run for the corporation because they do a lot more than Jalisco or any other corporation within this area. They watch over all the shareholders. Even if you're non-shareholder, they try to help you as much as they can. They're a good corporation. They're a caring corporation. That's what you need around here. Not making money and all that. They do make money, but they sell non-profit, and they give her as much as they can. They help everybody in any type of situation, housing, water, sewer, housing. I think they should be the anointment for a regional corporation. Not only that, they'd watch over Bethel, but be a good corporation over the region because they all work together. They don't work separately. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's one good corporation. I know it's a good one because they have a record of caring for people and watching over them in their needs. Mm. That's all I want to say.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, bye.
I don't know. We almost had a country music moment. All right, we're going to go to Noah from Tuluxac. Good morning, Noah. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good.
Yes, several people touched on regional corporation. I try to mention the units and regions. Speaking of unity, that makes us weak, even we're trying to unite as one. I've seen that topic in AFN as a unity.
Mm-hmm.
Are we uniting as one? What makes us really weak is breaking down by regions. And when one resolution doesn't touch one region, then they oppose to what issues they have.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad that they're trying their best to start up the region. Okay, on the side, as adults were treated a vaccine, what about the kids? If they can invent a dose for little kids, it would be great, you know, to be treated like adults, because the UK and African strain are deadly, and anybody can catch it. We're flattening the curve by this vaccine, what Pfizer made.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard that in the news, Johnson & Johnson is... If it's approved by FDA, they'll be distributing one shot.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be great if mm-hmm. it's distributed all over, like UK and Africa. Now, they have a deadly disease that they have issues with. It may be here in Alaska, too, but we don't know. Definitely for sure, yeah. If the kids can be given a vaccine like us, it would be great. And it would flatten the curve all around, all over the world. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Have a nice day.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling, Noah. We're going to go to Wassily from Napakiak. Good morning, Wassily. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see a moose calf right across my home in the sandbar feeding on small tree branches. It is not good to see wildlife near villages getting killed. Our world oceans could be contaminated by now from the nuclear waste. We need to conservation for our future food source. I encourage all of the listeners to uphold the laws of our hunting privilege so that wildlife animals may not be over-harvested. Our forefathers uphold the law, such as a moratorium on caribou at Kilbuck Mountains. My father's cousin, the late Moses Nikolai from Quikluk, started it to conserve the caribou. And that's what I like to see, moose around all the time. And there's one across my home right now. All right, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Wassily. We're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been shoveling my driveway.
Oh, my
God. Up to the berm that the city leaves. I'll get to that later. But sometimes they get to it. Sometimes they get to it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a long, narrow driveway.
Oh, my gosh. I've done some shoveling more than probably my whole time out here.
Well, my car's in the shop, but I want to make sure I can drive it home when it's done with surgery. I was going to put a plug in for, there's an abandoned snow goal half buried. I can see from my house on the tundra. And if somebody's got a missing snow goal, I did call the police about 4 or 5 days ago, and now it's even more buried in the snow. But if you go to First Road Housing and go on that walk, that trail, that wooden trail to Pinky's Park, go up to that bridge and then go turn right, that ramp that goes to ABCP Housing from behind, and just go down there. You'll see it. It's half buried in the snow. The handlebars are sticking out. So it's about maybe 50 yards from the bridge there. But you'll see it. And whoever's got a missing or stolen snow goal should go check it out. It's really buried in the snow, and it's even more buried now. But I see the handlebars sticking out, you know, the view from my house. And I want to put a plug in for people to get vaccinated. You know, I know kids can't get vaccinated now. They're testing on that, and they think there'll be a vaccine for them when school starts in the fall. So, and they're testing for age 12 and up now. So, so they just don't have it ready yet for kids, and that's just the deal. And the adults, they said in the news this morning, about half are vaccinated. I really think people should just have a dialogue with each other without it turning into an argument about why to get the shot, because you're either part of the problem or part of the solution, and this is being part of the solution. You know, the vaccines are safe. If you're apprehensive about the Pfizer or the Moderna because of the messenger RNA situation with it, the Johnson & Johnson one is just like it's a dead virus, just like how they make flu shots. And it's a one-and-done deal.
Yeah.
It's not as effective, but it's more effective than flu shots for flu. And also, all the testing they did, people that did get ill didn't get seriously ill, and nobody died from COVID. So even if the percentage is less, if the people don't want to do the vaccines that have been out, this one is up and coming, and I'm sure it's going to be out here. They're sending it to all 50 states, and people can get protected that way. Now, if somebody's saying, well, I already had COVID, so I'm protected, maybe they can get a blood test to see if it shows that they're protected, because they say that can wear out in about 4 months. So, and I think people that have been sick with COVID definitely do not want to get sick with it again.
No, I know.
I don't think they do. So I think they need to, if they still don't want a vaccine, just get a blood workup to see if they're still protected, because COVID is still out here. It's less numbers, but less people are testing than they did before, too. So I think people need to still be vigilant about getting tested. And even if you are vaccinated, you can still catch and spread it. It just means you don't get sick from it. So until we get more people protected, you know, all the things that we've had, the ball games, the fiddle dances, the Saturday markets, the concerts, 4th of July, Chamay Festival, all those things are just history. We're not, you know, we're not going to have those again. You know, they say there's a new normal, and maybe we'll have things on a smaller, less scale, but let's try to bring these things back. And the way to bring them back is that we all try to protect each other, and we all get vaccinated one kind or another, and have dialogue with people without it turning to an argument. If it turns to an argument, just change the subject, because people dig their heels deeper when they argue. We just need to have more of a herd immunity, and we don't give it a chance if only half of the people that qualify, if only half got vaccinated. We don't have herd immunity. We will not have herd immunity until we have more people that are immune to this virus. And the mutations are on their way out here. They've already hit Anchorage.
Yeah.
And that's how viruses, that's how COVID came out here, by Anchorage. So it's inevitable that these things are chasing after us, and we need to, make sure we're more protected as a community, and that's just the hard reality of this.
Yeah.
And somebody earlier called about why is Trump still on the news? Because he's pretty much announced he's going to run again to 2024. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much denounced that, and that's why people are still putting him on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. And I really think he's like a false prophet. I mean, people that try to think, put Christian base on him, saying, well, he's against abortion. Well, he's certainly not against capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He's called for a mad rush of capital punishment situations. A lot of people got executed, especially during his last year of presidency. He saw to that. So I don't think the right to life should just be for one part of life and not the other. I mean, people that have been, right to life includes capital punishment. I mean, I can't be against one and not against the other. I'm against both myself. I think that's another political issue that I don't want to get into right now. But the thing is that's why Trump's still on the news, and that's why we all need to be aware of that, because the hate groups and stuff, they were planning something for yesterday that didn't happen. So I don't know. Maybe they're more secretive in their planning and that was a decoy. But this is something we need to be aware of. It's homegrown terrorism. It exists.
Yeah.
And it's stronger now. I mean, those people were empowered, you know. So that's why he's still in the news, and that's why we need to be aware and be alert and kind of look at all sides and the reality of the situation. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, everybody. It certainly is beautiful out there, even though there's a lot of snow to shovel.
Yeah. And a berm at your driveway.
Oh, yeah. They sometimes clear it. I'm giving them a chance. Sometimes they clear it. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
It's not as big as some of the berms they've left.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
I think because of the way the snow drifted, it was more shallow up towards the top of my driveway.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Susan. All right, everyone. yes, it's Grady.
Well, I was just reminded during Susan's call of one of my favorite pieces of prose. It's St. Francis' Prayer. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know the whole thing. It's short, but in that one, in part of it, it talks about asking that, grant that I might seek to be, not so much rather, seek to be consoled as to console.
Mm-hmm.
To be understood as to understand. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the high aspiration that Susan was pointing to, that we all aim at understanding our opponents and talk through things as opposed to just having our point understood by them. And I liked that sentiment that she shared. I just wanted to highlight it.
That's really nice. I'm glad you dug that up. Which reminds me, I was going to see if people had listened to the show that Esther Green and I do once a month called Igayutat, and we just had our March show this past Wednesday. And you can go to KYUK website and go on the right side and scroll down, and you'll see the link for Igayutat. And if you click on it, there's all our shows. There's about 20 shows. They're about 28 minutes long. Anyway, the one on Wednesday was on spirituality, and just thinking about spirituality. What Esther was talking about in kind of three ways, our relationships, our connection, and the way we belong to each other, to the earth, to the universe, really, and how we have that kind of interconnectedness. And so if you're interested in hearing more and hearing it from Esther's perspective, and also she translates some of it into Yuktan, so you might want to listen to that. And I have a quick email. I think it's a jokey kind of email. And the email goes like this. It's in, the title of the email is Our Rights. And it's then the emailer says, "This is indeed a sad day for democracy. What has happened to the God-given right of Americans to infect fellow Americans with a deadly virus?" Bob in Bethel. Okay, thank you, Bob, for your email. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we have an anonymous caller, so we'll go right to that. Hello, Anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, I'm calling to thank the search and rescue group. My brother and his father-in-law was out, and they were out for 3 days. And I'd like to thank all the search and rescue. And I don't know. I just want to say thank you.
I know. I mean, I know that must have been a really hard time for your family. And I'm so glad for you that search and rescue was able to help recover and find them. And then you have them back home again.
Yes. And then with the four-wheelers,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with the four-wheelers just as long as you're driving safely and not being reckless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean you're okay with them driving on the shoulders?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm okay with that. And if they're not under the age to be driving.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Bye.
Bye. So we have our lines open. I'll give you the numbers real quick and then... We have, you better call in fast, 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And Grady, do you have a poem you were going to read for us, maybe, as we go to our...
Well, since we have just a few seconds left...
Yeah, it looks like we...
I was teasing people with that, so I have it ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Thank you for letting me share that.
Okay, well, thank
you
very much.
It always gets me.
Yeah, I can feel, I know, I hear the choke in your voice. That's all right. That's a beautiful poem and a really nice way to close our show today. We have a beautiful day to look forward to. I hope that everyone gets a chance to get out and not get snow blindness because it's going to be very bright. And maybe there'll be some ice fishing. And it looks like our station manager may want to, our station manager Shane is going to make some comments, I believe. And he's getting up to the mic now.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Talk Line. Hey, this is Shane Iverson here. Oh, sorry, I just ran into the station. actually, I'm calling for a relatively urgent matter for those of you who enjoy public media. Nothing to worry about or alarm you about, but sorry, let me take my face mask off. Right now, as you might know, the Senate is contemplating a huge relief bill for related to COVID, and as part of that, we're happy to say right now, emergency funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is in that bill, but at the moment, there is some debate about taking that out of the bill, which, of course, would have a large impact on KYUK and other local media stations all over. So for those of you who would like to weigh in on that, we will be sending out a Facebook post on how you might do that, and we'll also be emailing all of our members probably within an hour with some information if you would like to be a part of that decision-making process. So
and Shane,
thanks so much.
Shane, when you say Senate, do you mean state or national?
This is the National Senate, yeah.
Oh,
so this would
okay.
be in Washington, D.C., right?
Gotcha. All right.
This
great.
Is the Senate bill that's making all the headlines.
And it's the one that's in the Senate now to be debated, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. I think that now and officially closes our show. So we'll go to our exit music. I'm Diane McGachran. This is KYUK Talk Line. Thank you so much for your calls and emails. I look forward to hearing more from you next week.
Express yourself.